You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's request for British Parliament to again vote on his Brexit deal has been denied. The Speaker of the House, John Bercow, rejected the government's plea in the House of Commons on Monday. Mr. Bercow says the British Parliament has already voted against the deal, and so asking the same question twice would be counterproductive.
In summary, today's motion is in substance the same as Saturday's motion, and the House has decided the matter. Today's circumstances are in substance the same as Saturday's circumstances. My ruling is therefore that the motion will not be debated, as it would be repetitive and disorderly to do so.
The Chairman of Parliament's Public Administration and Constitutional Affairs Select Committee and a supporter of Brexit, Sir Bernard Jenkin, criticised the Speaker's dismissal of a second parliamentary vote. Mr. Jenkin says the Speaker is being biased when his role requires him to be impartial.
It is becoming remarkable how often you please one lot and not the other. I would also remark, Mr. Speaker, that you have inveighed against most unusual things happening in this House which you did not like. And I would say it is most unusual for a Speaker so often to prevent the government having debated the matters which the government wished to put before the House.
An accusation Mr. Bercow dismissed.
Nothing in what I have said in any way impinges upon the opportunity for the government to secure approval of its deal and the passage of the appropriate legislation by the end of the month. If the government have got the numbers, the government can have their way, and it's not for the Speaker to interfere.
British Parliament will now debate Mr. Johnson's deal, having already forced Mr. Johnson, against his will, to write to the EU requesting a Brexit extension in order to give them more time to make amendments. The leader of the Brexit Party, Nigel Farage, says the time taken for that parliamentary debate makes it unlikely Mr. Johnson will deliver on his Brexit promise.
It should be a simple yes-no on the treaty with its attached political declaration that was agreed in Brussels last Thursday. But the Speaker of the Parliament, John Bercow, is going to allow amendments. If any of those amendments pass, it becomes a different document. So it seems to me that that would mean for the October the 31st deadline to have been met, you would need an emergency meeting of the European Council and an emergency meeting of the European Parliament.
Even if the European Union grants an extension, Prime Minister Boris Johnson could still take Britain out of the EU by the 31st of October. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.